This is the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs. Researchers from the University of Kansas Medical Center have published a study exploring the relationship between aerobic exercise dose and cognition. They randomized underactive or sedentary participants without cognitive impairment into one of four groups: no change controls, and 75, 150, and 225 minutes per week of moderate intensity, semi-supervised aerobic exercise, each for 26 weeks and in a community setting. Cognitive outcomes were latent residual scores derived from a battery of 16 cognitive tests assaying verbal memory, visuospatial processing, simple attention, set shifting, and reasoning. Secondary outcomes were cardiorespiratory fitness, measured as peak oxygen consumption, and measures of functional health. The results showed that cardiorespiratory fitness increased and perceived disability decreased in a dose-dependent manner across the four groups. When restricting the analysis to those most adherent to the protocol, simple attention improved equivalently across all exercise groups compared to controls, and a dose-response relationship was present for visuospatial processing. A clear dose-response relationship existed between exercise and cardiovascular fitness. The authors conclude that an individual's cardiorespiratory fitness response was a better predictor of cognitive gains than exercise dose or duration, and thus individuals' cardiovascular fitness may be an important therapeutic target for achieving cognitive benefits. This has been the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs.